Merry Christmas once again as we continue to walk through the 8 days, the octave of Christmas. And as I heard the readings today, one of the things I remember as a child was, you know, sometimes the year, and especially on the Holy Family weekend, but also throughout the year in the ordinary time or whatever readings, we'd always hear as a child and as a young person, you know, mom and dad are kind of nudging each other about what mom and dad are supposed to doing with, you know, with each other, working with each other. And the kids are supposed to be obedient to their parents, same kind of thing. And I don't know if your families still kind of do that kind of joke with each other. But how important it is on the Holy Family to talk about our families in the day of the Holy Family. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Now, they are the closest family of perfection that our world has ever had. Obviously, Joseph is God, God-man, and at this point again, God-baby, is perfect with no sin. Mother Mary has no sin, and she's a virgin, and gave birth of a child. And Joseph was a respectful man, a righteous man. I want to add just a little more on both of those. We've talked a lot about Mary over in Advent and the readings. And obviously, as Gabriel came to her and asked to have a child, she said, "Fiat, yes, I will." Jesus, who was incarnate, coming to the planet, it wasn't in the scriptures this year in Holy Family, but if you remember, when Jesus was a little older, he went to Jerusalem with his parents and he stayed there. And his family's going home, and he was on a caravan, and so he's probably with relatives and thinking that, oh my, our son is, you know, is doing something and with the family. And when they realize he's lost, well, they thought he was lost. Can you imagine again, and I've said that, I know that one, that how Mary or Joseph must be scared when you lose, like, God, you know? And praise God, he is God, so he's fine. But when Jesus came back, when they found him, he was in the temple, and he was actually teaching the teachers there. Because they don't realize yet that he is God. And he said to them, this is Elizabeth, or Mary right now, "How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" That was Jesus talking to his parents. "And they did not understand the saying which he spoke to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient." And was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. For your children, whether you're in elementary school, high school, or older, if Jesus Christ was obedient to his parents, do you think that we should not be obedient to our parents? And then Joseph, who was a righteous man, remember, we heard the same, almost very similar reading in Matthew then. He remembered that Christmas reading that Joseph was going to divorce Mary because he thought that she was pregnant, having a child outside of marriage. Well, obviously we know it was the Holy Spirit, not a human. But he married her with virginity with himself. And as we heard tonight, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child, Jesus, to destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. And again, back then, that wasn't like an airplane ride. That wasn't a car ride. That was going from the territory of Judaism to Egypt. Different cultures. And he had to keep the protection of Mary and Joseph. And once again, we're hearing about the family, the holy family, the most important family ever, and what the experiences they had from Joseph supporting Mary and living with Jesus Christ. Unbelievable. So now, I wanted to speak a bit this weekend about our society, and how many of you already know this, and I'm really preaching to the choir on this, but how much of our families in our country have really broken down from kind of the bricks or the rocks of our society. I don't want to go into details about what's going on. You know many of the things that are happening in our country. I mean, divorce, remarried, the whole not getting married, blah, blah, blah. And I want to mention a crucial part of families that is, I think, changing. And it has been changing for many, many decades now. But first, I'll show what Sirach had said. The first reading, and then just a quick thing that I think is what's wrong with our country, in our families around our country and around the world. But from Sirach, God sets a father in honor over his children. A mother's authority he confirms over her sons. Right, really three easy things that, I mean, that's easy for me as a priest that I don't have a physical wife or children, but three things. First one, God is number one. That's our goal as humans, both me and you. If you're a priest, if you're a sister, if you're a single person, a married couple, children, God is number one. Period. Number one. That should be number one on our list of anything. God is number one. The second, and I usually prep this with working with couples getting ready for marriage. Number two is the spouse. You know that the divorce right now in our country is about 50%. 50%, and usually it's between 5 to 7 years, kind of the first bump in the marriage. And then the second part is when the kids leave the house. And I'll mention that in a moment, number three. But number two is the spouse, to have your relationship. For your parents, moms, and dads, it's your calendar. You are the boss of the family, of your house. The third is the children. Now, I'm not saying that the kids are like, well, you're on a different island and we can do whatever we want. We want to have you to be a slave. I mean, that literally happens around the country. But the parents, like if I go to Ghana, Africa, and I visited them, kids are kids, adults are adults, and the kids are supposed to be doing the chores and helping mom and dad to eat, to get a job, or to support everyone. And now it's like the opposite. It's almost like, well, the kids are number one, and I'm going to follow as a parent, I'm going to follow everything they want to do, every sport, every event, every time. And then maybe talk to my spouse, and then maybe after a job and my hobbies, fishing, hunting, whatever, then God comes in at some point. But imagine if you could continue to grow, and in my own life as well, to put God first, your spouse second, and your children third. I think that's really what's going on in our country. We pulled out God, and then kids are like the gods now in our society. Now, most of you, I'm guessing, are doing the best you can as humans to follow Jesus Christ, right? To follow our holy family, the best family ever. So seek Jesus Christ, Mother Mary, and Joseph as the best family ever. Grow with them, be with them, and then learn in your personal life, how can I, as a mom or dad or grandma or grandpa, to remind myself that, hey, God is one. We want to get to heaven. That's the goal. Right, I have kids. I need to protect them. I need to serve them. But I need to teach them how to be an adult in this society. I need to teach them how to speak with each other with their voices and their mouths, not just texting or messaging, whatever thing tech with technology offers today. Teach them to be a citizen. Teach them to be a Catholic. Teach them to get married before they're living with each other. Teach them so that someday they can have the job of parents, not the vice versa. So please remember that simply, those three thoughts tonight on Holy Family, that God is first, spouses be with each other, and children, be obedient to your parents, and love as a family like the Holy Family.